Salisbury University is an institution that has just over 8,700 students. But the halls these days are quiet, with students passing each other, wearing masks to protect them from COVID-19. This is Bailey Morris. The university reports that over 90% of the students and staff have been vaccinated against the coronavirus. And in the past month, there have only been 33 positive tests for the virus. Eli Maudlin serves as the university's COVID-19 response coordinator. He describes three big changes on campus.
Some of the major ones are our testing frequency, the type of tests that we use, and certainly the vaccine mandate imposed by the University System of Maryland. Those are the three big changes. Of course, there have been changes and updates to things like masking policy, density and capacity for rooms and spaces on campus.
For those who have been vaccinated, they are tested at the beginning of each semester. There is still a small student population that remains unvaccinated. For them, there's weekly testing.
So we have two big testing days, Tuesdays and Thursdays, because that's when anyone that's unvaccinated is required to test. So that not only serves as a way for us to test that population, but it also serves as basically a surveillance testing mechanism, because we are still testing a good portion of campus on the regular basis.
While the University System of Maryland requires all eligible students, staff, and faculty members to be vaccinated, there are exceptions for medical and religious reasons at the state and federal levels. Before the coming of the vaccines, many students found themselves taking classes online, but that did not protect them from contracting the virus. For instance, there is Declan Doherty, a senior who came down with the disease.
The first 3 days weren't so great. I was in bed a lot, had a fever, had a sore throat, had the chills, body aches, kind of felt like the flu. But after like the first few days, it was fine.
Then there's Brianna Dell, a junior who is an exercise science major. She came down with the virus in March of this year along with her father, just as the vaccines were coming online.
When I had COVID, it was just like a really bad sinus infection, and I get like chronic sinus infections all the time, and I lost my taste and smell. So unless like those things didn't happen, I would have just thought it was just a bad sinus infection.
Despite her experience, Dell says that she is still hesitant in getting the vaccine.
It's just so new. I am personally not against the vaccine, just I didn't want to take it right now. I wanted to wait a little bit, like to see more of like the side effects and things like that.
With the vaccine, the university has entered a new era with the end of much of the online learning. For those students, like Dell, they must show up regularly to get tested in a large room in Holloway Hall where staff stand by with test kits.
And I just walk in, tell them my name and what time my appointment was, tell them my student ID, and then I just walk up to one of the spots that has the nurses, and they just ask my name and ID again, and I just do it, the swab by myself. Takes like a minute or two.
With the vaccines, programs such as nursing have eased their restrictions. Allison Hinke, a nursing major, says much has changed.
This year, we're actually allowed to go back into the hospital, which is very nice, but you have to have like a big COVID screening. You have to be vaccinated, have to be careful because you're around patients who aren't wearing masks and who are sick.
So how do students feel about how the university is handling the pandemic? Declan Doherty.
As far as the way we're handling it like okay, but I think we could handle it better.
But Peyton Missimer believes the university has done a good job.
Salisbury is handling it very well. We are required to wear masks. Most kids are vaccinated. It is for everybody else's safety.
This is Bailey Morris for Delmarva Public Media.